This week, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation authorized a $3 million loan to Lansing-based NioWave Incorporated. The particle acceleration company will leverage the funds to build a $200 million medical isotope production facility near the Capital Region International Airport. The location is key to NioWave's business strategy. The company wants to export its products to customers around the world, so it's planning its expansion around Port Lansing, the budding international logistics hub that's been sprouting up around the airport the last few years. NioWave is among the first private companies to invest in Port Lansing, and officials are welcoming the trend. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
NioWave's decision to build a new radiopharmaceutical facility near the Capital Region International Airport isn't just a potential boon to the local economy. It's a carefully calculated attempt to break into a market in which the United States lags behind. Jerry Hollister is NioWave's chief operating officer. He says radiopharmaceuticals are a $3 billion annual industry in this country. Yet most of those products are made in Europe and Canada.
So the U.S. is a net importer right now, and we're poised to now transform that, turn around, bring jobs to mid-Michigan, and then be an exporter for radiopharmaceuticals.
Hollister says the Lansing region is primed to be a global leader in this field. He cites the technical know-how that exists at the Cyclotron Superconductivity Lab at Michigan State University and the upcoming facility for rare isotope beams now under construction on campus.
Between those two projects and our project, there's a significant accelerator industry here in mid-Michigan, really, that's unrivaled around the world. And so both for the accelerator industry and for Port Lansing, we believe it's a very exciting and economically stimulating project.
Hollister says NioWave's production lab will eventually employ up to 120 people. Groundbreaking is expected next spring. Radioisotopes eventually decay, so they have a limited shelf life. That's another reason why NioWave is building at the airport, to move product quickly from R&D to the runway. The Port Lansing cargo warehouse sits about 200 feet from Gate 11 at the airport. The 48,000-square-foot building is less than a year old, and so far it has three tenants. Two of them are 3PLs, or third-party logistics providers that manage supply chains around the world. Brent Case is the former director of international trade development for the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. He says marketing Lansing to prospective companies used to be a lot harder before the 3PLs arrived, back when it was just him and the airport authority giving their elevator pitch.
Encouraging them to think about Lansing, but not having really the tools or the assets in place for them to take advantage of the foreign trade zone and the global logistics hub that we're sitting in right now.
Case now works for one of those 3PLs, Indianapolis-based TOC Logistics. TOC set up shop here in September. It was attracted in part to Lansing's status as a foreign trade zone, a place designed to reduce the costs of importing and exporting. Greg Scavel is director of global development for TOC. He says instead of dealing with the cargo backlog inherent to large freight hubs like Detroit and Chicago, TOC enjoys a faster and more cooperative relationship with customs and border protection agents in Lansing.
There are opportunities for us to bring the product before it's cleared to Lansing, and the CBP officers here are very excited to have this business, and they give it priority attention. Attention and time is huge in our industry, and if you're getting the attention, then you're getting things done efficiently.
Inside the warehouse, Brent Case points to a row of shelves containing various chemicals and rolls of brightly colored tape.
The chemicals are used right here in the Lansing area, and the tape is distributed all over the country.
What's so special about this tape? Port Lansing's third tenant, Executive Fan, makes a variety of tapes adorned with sports team logos. Fan tape, they call it. It's a prime example of a value-added commercial process. Adhesive tape is flown in from China. Executive Fan adds its own sporty flair and then sells it across the U.S. But the advantage here is that Executive Fan pays no duties or tariffs on the tape when it first arrives. That happens after it leaves the Lansing Foreign Trade Zone. Case says that helps American companies better manage their bottom lines.
So it helps with cash flow. Ultimately, the duty is all paid on this, but it just doesn't have to be paid at the time the container hits the seaport all at once. It's paid in small increments.
Now, you might be thinking that with the holidays fast approaching, there'd be a huge global demand for packing tape. Greg Scavel says that model used to hold true, but simply look around your neighborhood stores the day after Halloween, and you'll find Christmas cargo arrives much sooner than Santa does. Scavel says in just the last 5 years, market demand has pushed the international supply chain system into high holiday gear as early as April or May. The global economy also means freight logistics companies don't have to physically be in any particular location to oversee the flow of goods into it. Scavel says having a branch office in Lansing helps TOC Logistics customers feel more hands-on.
They're not talking to somebody in Texas and expecting that person in Texas to understand the geography of the area, just the simple traffic of the area, how to get from point A to point B, how long does it take to get there. And so the local decision makers, the local businesses here in this 8-county region, they're just going to be more comfortable.
Port Lansing is still very much in development. Brent Kay says officials are talking with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation about building an intermodal rail hub that might be built near the airport and possibly a new commercial district off U.S. 127. Case believes Port Lansing is on the cusp of achieving all the goals its planners set forth.
Now we have the attention and investment by the private sector, which really confirms that the concept that we had is viable. And so now we are bringing in the cargo, and I guess the rest will follow.
And with the news of NioWave's high-profile expansion, the pace may already be set for more companies to start landing in Lansing. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.